Good morning to y'all. Greetings to each one of you in the name of Jesus. It was a blessing to be here already this morning. Thank you for everything that was said already. I want to read Hebrews chapter 11 and make some comments. First, let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning with grateful and thankful hearts. We love you and we praise you. We thank you for this time together here today. We pray that you would be here in our midst. Today, we pray that you would help us to be doers of thy word and not just hearers. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of the things hope for, the evidence of the things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered up unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him before his translation. He had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker was God. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the sea shore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they deserve a better country, that is, an heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of the parents of his parents because they saw he was a pauper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyeth the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For a time would fill me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violent of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed violent in fight, turned to fight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead risen to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mocking and scorching, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain, with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskin and goatskin, being dissoluted, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having attained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided them better things for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. There in verse 4, Cain and Abel had equal opportunities to offer sacrifices acceptable to God. Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did. So how was it that Abel was able to gain God's favor and Cain was not? By faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice. He believed that God had opportunity to set terms and to hold him responsible to meet those requirements. Faith and obedience have always been the requirements for pleasing God. If there is no works to prove faith, then faith is dead. In verse 6, without faith it is impossible to please God. Pleasing God involves obeying Him. Is my faith moving me to obey God and His word wholeheartedly? If I knowingly disobey Him in any area and I refuse to change my way, I will not be able to please God as Abel did. Abraham's life was filled with faith, and God's commanded him. He left home and went to another land, obeying without question. He didn't know where he was going, but he trusted the one leading him. That is all I have. God bless you all.